progress.
All right, apologies for that. Go back after the recess. Quick meeting today, or at least a simple meeting. It'll be as quick as it needs to be. Just wanted to sort of wrap up everything that this committee had done. So just a reminder, the committee was established last year. We did a series of listening sessions at Dean College, the library, and Escape into Fiction, where we invited a whole bunch of arts and culture stakeholders and the public at large, met at different places at different times, and had a conversation about how we promote and better support arts and culture in Franklin after it was identified as a need. And that conversation took the general form, in the end, of a pretty open conversation. That first session, the second session, I had sort of taken a whole bunch of the first session and started to put it directly into a SWOT analysis, and we worked through that as a group. So we were identifying the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats within Franklin's arts and culture. And then we took that and turned it into sort of put them on the importance difficulty matrix and, interacted with the post-it notes and tried to identify how easy these were to get done and how important they were to get done. That loosely laid the groundwork for the recommendations that are in this report now. In addition, we had put out a survey the report also takes in all the survey results, and some of the survey results were added to the recommendations, as well as some other reports that had been produced before. And so what's in the meeting packet is at least a draft of recommendations around arts and culture for Franklin. One of the key recommendations that came out of that group was to hire an arts and culture director of sorts, and sure enough, that's what happened. We put room in the budget and are pleased to have hired a director of arts, culture,
and the creative economy. You got it.
All right. And so a lot of this is we want to wrap up the conversation, make sure that the recommendations feel reflective of the conversations that we have, give you and the public a space to add anything to it, and sort of formally hand it off to our new arts and culture director. So if you have any additions or edits or anything, we can do that before sharing it with, sort of posting it on the website and sharing it with, I know Franklin Matters, if you want to share it around, Franklin Observer as well. I forgot that to add some, we had some really nice photos taken, so I have gone in and added some photos, so I can show you at least a version that has some of the photos up, just to capture that,
Absolutely.
As part of the package, because there's some cool photos from that. But maybe the next move would be to allow you to introduce yourself to us and ask any questions that you have and talk a little about your charge and sort of first steps.
Great.
Do
I have to do anything on this?
No. I don't think so.
Nope.
So. You just get to,
sure.
You just get to talk.
Sure, I don't have to touch anything.
You're all good.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say thank you for making this really transparent, and the high-quality feedback that you all contain has been so incredibly helpful with this new position that was created. And Amy gave me a report on my first day, and I was like, all right, here's the outline of how we get down to business. So I tacked it up to my bulletin board and then, strategically let my neurospicy brain go and put post-its on everything and how I thought it connected to create a strong foundation of infrastructure. So what I've been focusing on for the past 50 days since I've been here is re-energizing the Franklin culture marketing, and in doing that, creating print ads, digital ads, as much to keep myself engaged with that, as well as reposting information that's happening around the community, which is fantastic. There's an endless amount of activities that people are posting, and it's just a real testament of what's happening in the town. As well as also trying to familiarize myself with our website, which is taking me a little longer than I'd like to admit, of understanding how to use Civic Plus, but it's coming along. And that actually brings me to my next point of what I've been focusing on, which is introducing the Sculpture Park into the flow of our community. So that's something that, Jamie, I think you might have mentioned our, my first day as well. I was like, oh, right, there's a whole park playing a role. So with the support of a lot of other departments, it's been really a labor of love, even before I arrived, of people making a lot of effort to make this public space available. So actually, as of April 1st, we launched the submission process. That's now online on the website. I figured all of that out, which is very exciting.
Excellent.
So we have that. And I've been working on, actually today, doing a lot of social media marketing and putting the call out there for artists. And then I would say, lastly, the other prong here is working on the community engagement piece. And we're doing that by hosting a free event at the Sculpture Park on Earth Day. And we're partnering with a few other departments within the town, as well as Rise Up, which is an organization focused on accessibility. Something that really caught my attention was at one of our other meetings that someone mentioned how the Sculpture Park was a really integral part of their existence because of the paved paths, and it just really, just a perspective I hadn't taken into consideration before. So I'm really excited to be able to push the park to be the best it can be. The last thing I've been working on when it comes to community engagement is trying to put together a volunteer cultivation event. And that is something I just really enjoy doing. I love bringing people together and having a low-pressure art-making project. So more details to come on that, because I just have to finalize everything. But these three main points are all just stemming from the report that you created, and really just, with the timeline that I've been here, I'm hoping to just keep building from.
Awesome. Yeah. And can you just maybe just take the space to introduce yourself
and your
background and how you...
Well, you want to know
how you found yourself in Franklin. That's all right.
I don't know if you can tell, this is my first time in this space.
Okay.
Middle chair, I feel like I'm in trouble here.
You're the star.
Practice, right?
It's true.
It's like very
different,
star.
Different energy.
We're very positive group.
Yeah, you start very positive group.
You get comfortable
with it. Extremely positive group.
You'll have your feet on the desk next time.
Group might not be all as positive then.
To give more insight on myself, hello, my name is Corey Shea. I am the Director of Arts and Culture in the Creative Economy. As I mentioned in my spiel a few minutes ago, I've been here for about 50 days, and I'm really enjoying the position. It's been, honestly, a dream come true to be in this workflow. The past 12 years, I've been working at nonprofit-based art organizations, and this was a nice change of direction. What I really loved was having that community-based infrastructure, and this very much felt like it was the next step and where I wanted to go when I came to my art administration career. I'm also an artist. I haven't made anything in a minute, but I have a sketchbook. I have a sketchbook right here, and I like to collage. I also just really love talking about being creative with people and finding out what people like to do in their free time on top of just chit-chatting about workflow. So that's me in a nutshell, I guess you could say.
Perfect. Thank you. All right. I think I want to do two main things. One is talk through the report, and two is talk through any questions we have for you. And it's okay if there are none or very little. We're happy that you're on board. We get to have conversations both in public and in private. A whole bunch of our work is hopefully captured in this report. I'll go to my team here first. Was there anything that you wanted to say about the experience or about the report, things that you were hoping got either captured at all or emphasized as you go through this report.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Kobe, and welcome aboard. We are truly excited, and I know with a new position, there's going to be some time to just sort of figure out everything and get your feet wet. This entire process was great because we heard from a lot of different stakeholders, right? We heard from residents that maybe weren't artists that just kind of like wanted to hear more about what we were doing. We heard from Dean. We heard from actual practicing artists. We heard from people getting grants through the Cultural Council. And we kind of took it all in and said, okay, there's a vision for where this can go and how a central coordinator really can kind of help guide all these different groups toward a common vision, right? And toward how do we help grow the cultural and creative economy of Franklin, right? There's it's not a surprise that's in your title, right? Because there is an economic impact to the arts in town, right? And I think that's just important for people to understand. We have theater arts, we have visual artists, we have songwriters, we have singers, we have a lot of creative people coming together. We have nonprofits, we have church groups, and having somebody to sort of say, hey, how can we all work together? How can we do things together? How can we promote what each other's doing? And how do those things connect to the big picture, right? Not just other departments, but like, okay, we have hotels in town, we have restaurants in town, we have businesses in town. How can we all be working together? How can we maybe bring back the cultural festival that was so exciting and so popular for the couple of years that the Cultural Council ran it, right? It was truly an experiment, but brought thousands of people to Franklin around the idea of singing and dancing and eating and looking at art and just having these conversations. So I'm just super excited that this dream became a reality, and I'm super excited to see where you're able to take it. And I think for the public listening and for all of, everybody looking at it, like, there is a long-term vision to why you're here. And I hope that everybody just kind of like continues to give you feedback and continues to stay positive, and all of the stakeholders continue to offer us what they need and share their info and not kind of live in their little silo, because that's not helpful, right? We need everybody to be sharing and collaborating and maybe even not duplicating services, because sometimes we see that too, right? We see, well, why are you doing that if this group's doing that? Like, let's try to work together. So I applaud everything that you're doing online. We've definitely seen, an uptick in those publications, and that's great just to get the word out. We have to probably do more to our non-social media part of town, like our seniors and folks that maybe aren't as technology savvy that would still love to take part in some of those things. But I'm really excited. The report is very comprehensive. I don't think you left anything out, Kobe. no, really. Like, it was quite a process to like take the larger ideas, yeah, and all those post-its and kind of help, bring everything down to much more manageable steps. And that's to Kobe's credit. Like, it was awesome to watch and be a part of, and now have a working document to be able to give you to go forward. So, welcome, and can't wait to, at some point, maybe a year from now or so, we'll have you come before the council and give a true update. It's hard for you to tell us in 50 days what you've accomplished, but a year from now, I'm confident that you'll have.
Yeah, you already do.
No, I'm confident in a year from now, you'll have a lot to share. And, truly be able to say to everybody, like, this is why we needed somebody doing this for a town that has a cultural district, that has a lot of art and moving pieces going. This is not, like, new to town. It's just new to have somebody to give it some organization. So, thank you.
Yeah. Good job, Ted. Hey, Corey. It's good to see you again. I'm really excited you're here. I think I agree with everything Ted just said. And like, this process I'm glad you really are excited about it. Kobe did a wonderful job putting it all together. It was almost like we didn't know there was just so much out there, as you say, and there's so many different things. Like, how are we going to get through this and get to a point where we have recommendations? But the people that came to the meetings, like, it was really, they thought about things really well. People were grateful that we had these meetings. Like, everybody I talked to was like, I'm just so glad you're doing this. Like, we've needed this for a long time. And I think you probably can see it with all the recommendations and things that are going on, that we, you know, we've been struggling. We need somebody like you. And I feel like the time spent and with the sort of the, I wouldn't say it would be frustration. I would just say it was kind of like this anxiety, like, well, how do we do this? And we got to get this done, and we got to get people to work together. The process and the product, that's you, was worth it, right? So I think it was really an amazing job that Kobe pulled this together. It was fun to watch everything, and I'm really excited for you to be here and to do all these things. There's a lot here, I think, but I was wondering, have you reached out to any other stakeholders that are mentioned, like, and how has that gone? And do you think, as you look at what's here, that we missed something, or that we could have asked another question, or what other kind of information would you like to have or need?
That's a good question.
Not to stump you or anything.
No.
I know you've only been here for a little while.
No, I appreciate that. What I also really took away from this, like I said, it was like it's been an outline for my workflow, and what I was trying to focus on was finding the centralized themes that I would see that not necessarily people involved would be able to see right away.
Yeah.
So that's also why I decided to steer more towards a volunteer cultivation event, just because it seemed that is something the community was asking for that face time with one another. And I think that works on so many different levels of just volunteers, but as well as stakeholders and partnerships and businesses within the town, really humanizing each other. It's been 4 years since we've all been in that kind of COVID mental shutdown space.
Right, yeah.
And this time we're all very lucky to be here and able to focus on things like festivals and making art and supporting small businesses. And I think it's just reintroducing that into the everyday of our community members, beyond just our stakeholders, but as well as our parents, our families, everybody who's involved in the town really needs to just get back into the groove of being around each other in this way. When it comes to missing anything, I think that the only thing that I would want is having just more information about the previous festivals, but that's more just like who's there clicking, like how many people are walking by with hot dogs or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's just something that I'll have to be mindful in the future when we do host these annual festivals and strolls, and a way of collecting data from our partners and community stakeholders.
Right.
So there is a tracking system that we can pull on for marketing, as well as, you know, giving that feedback as to this is why we do these things.
Right. I mean, Kay has some.
Yeah, there wasn't a formal tracking mechanism in place, though. It was a lot of, you know, sort of eyeballing attendance and looking at the lines of the food trucks and talking to the artists about their sales. And
right.
I mean, it was a compilation of data, but, you know, certainly Kay Kelly, the former cultural council director, and, you know, she ran the festival for a couple of years. She'd be a great person for you to just sit down and... And I'm happy to, I was part of that committee too, so I'm happy to be part of those meetings, but just to, you know, give you the perspective and share with you kind of what she did and where she left things.
Yeah, that would be really helpful.
And I just wanted to name, because it came up. One of the other things that came out of this was we also recognized the need for volunteer cultivation as a high priority, and the Black Box very, very generously stepped up and hosted a volunteer night, which was, I think, a great, like, fantastic start, and it was super, super generous. A whole bunch of organizations showed up. It happened to be one of the largest, like, monsoons.
It was a tornado warning going on.
It was
bad. Yeah, so, like, staying inside.
So that, you know, that limited its attendance, but I think the ceiling of something like that. And they seemed open to hosting such an event again. So I think working with them, because I you know, what we keep hearing, and even what one of the things that came out of this process was, like, people want to get involved, and they're not sure how, and so creating a central place. I mean, we had people show up for the first time who are now like way involved in the different things that sort of perked their ears up just from these conversations. If we can create a centralized place to say, here are all the volunteer opportunities, come meet them, see what's the best fit for you, and it's really start to tap into what I think already exists, a culture of volunteering in Franklin. It's just about getting people to the right spaces.
I think one other thing just to add to that would be, I think a lot of the volunteers were kind of, like, they didn't know how much time it was going to take. They didn't know exactly what they were going to have to do. So if they knew, like, if you show up for an hour, you know, this is what you do, then more people would do it. That's what it seemed like, right, through that conversation we had.
Yeah, because sometimes these things can be daunting, right? You're like,
right.
You know, do you need an hour a week, or do you need, you know, couple hours and we're done, or you know, especially with those festival assignments, there was stuff that you could do day of that would only take a few hours. There was stuff on the committee that you probably put in 30-40 hours, right? It just depended on what you were able to do. So
I just feel like sometimes when people don't know what's expected of them, they're not going to be able to do it, or they're worried, so they don't do it, even though they could have completed the task, right? So
also, just to add to that, it's about building those relationships with people too, because no one wants to hang out with you if it's not fun.
It's huge,
right?
And it's about making sure that culture is there and those relationships are there with one another. And I think a huge part of what I want my role to be is facilitating moments like that.
Yeah,
love to hear that.
Yeah, thanks.
We also have some members of the public. Did anyone? I don't know. Do we have someone? I think we have one online. Where's that? I just can't see it.
It's right on TV control.
So
if anyone in the public, either online, you can raise your hand. If you're online, we can unmute you. If you have any questions about the report, thoughts about the listening sessions as a whole, or things that you think aren't being fully captured here, maybe just step up to the mic.
General question. I wanted to ask about the report. Where is it available? Because I haven't seen the whole report yet.
Currently, it's just available in the agenda packet.
You have an amendment. You put some photos in?
I put some photos in. I saw one other thing that I want to add wording-wise. I'm assuming we're going to create a link online.
It'll live on the website.
It'll live
on the website. Probably franklinculture.org, seeing as how we're trying to get that to be the place. You know, it was always intended to be the one-stop shop. And I will say, small detail to the side, we finally did secure a contract with our website company to redo the website. Okay. So the franklinma.gov site, which is awesome, and kudos to Amy for getting the price down. Wink, wink. Nice work. And so we were going to have a little extra to probably work on franklinculture.org. So when you get us that that amended version with the photos, we'll stick it up there. And then hopefully, I think Corey, we've talked to her already about the website, and just saying that was always the goal of that website, which is to be the one-stop shop for amplification of events, volunteer application, like just to being one source that everybody can know to as a brand to go to there. So we'll probably put it up there, Councilor Frangillo, so that anybody can read it and go through all the stuff.
So tune in. There's a great question.
And we'll also send it out. We should send it out to the Cultural Council, the Cultural District Committee. Like, I forgot to mention that. We should also send it out to all those groups that would be normally involved, the partnership, you know, et cetera.
People that were there.
The arts director at the high school, the main stakeholders in town, arts association, et cetera.
Cool. website.
Franklin Matters.
Cultural website, local media. We'll send it directly to the key groups. If we could just flag it on social media when it is up on the website, that would be awesome as well. Steve has been in my ear since the last meeting wrapped, asking to see this report. So we're just about there. Any other questions or thoughts? Cool. The only other thing, you know, I think it sort of became one and the same, but I wanted to give you both a chance, or all three of us a chance, to ask any questions maybe outside of the report, or sort of give some thoughts on general direction of the Arts and Culture Director while we have her. Do you have any other questions for her?
I mean, I know, just more of a statement, I know Thursday night we have the cultural grant celebration happening, right, where we're gonna be able, you'll be there, and we'll get to meet a lot of the stakeholders that night, as well as see a lot of the artists and recipients of the grants, which is a piece of what you're involved in, obviously, but I do think it's a really important part. And I believe Councilor Hamblin sort of asked earlier about who you've been able to meet with so far, so I would say if that process has been slow, or if you need help, because sometimes it can be challenging to just sort of like cold call or show up on somebody's step, like feel free to reach out to us and be like, hey, I don't really know that person. Would you mind making an introduction or hosting a coffee? I feel like I have a designated spot at the Birchwood at this point anyway. So, you know, I mean, I just like seem to have all my meetings there, right? So like, no problem. Why not? Like just have somebody else. But because I think when you start to go through the list of recommendations and sort of planning this stuff, it's going to take meeting a lot of people, right? And we didn't really talk about the Metro West Art Symposium too, and that's going to be, I think, kind of a key piece through the Cultural Council to make sure it happens, because that kind of put us back on the map with the state and with the Mass Cultural Council, and just, you know, bringing Michael Bobbitt to town and hearing all his recommendations, and that sort of sparked Dean getting a little bit more curious about what we were doing, and it started a lot of really great energy and conversations. So I know there are a lot of work to put on, and I know, you know, attendance has sort of ebbed and flowed with that, but I think if we just stick with it and keep a good agenda, and I liked the year we did breakouts more than the year we just were sort of spoken to. There were a few different formats of that, and I liked the one where we had some, like a keynote speaker and some presentations, but then we got to do breakout groups and go into rooms and actually learn stuff from each other and ask questions and meet other people. That was better for me as a, you know, putting my art hat on, right? Because I was able to like, oh, okay, that's how they're tackling that, and it was open to other towns, and it was just really cool. It's nice to have people come from outside of Franklin and share, you know, hey, here's what we're doing, you know, because we haven't really talked about it, about the big goal of having an actual art center in town, right? But that is sort of like, if we as a town win the lottery someday and we're able to have land and millions of dollars in a nonprofit to run that, like, wouldn't that be awesome, right? To have the Hopkinton Art Center replicated in Franklin. And we heard that from so many people during the meetings about give us maker space, give us a place to come together as artists to create and share and display and sell and perform. But that takes money, and it takes a vision, and it takes like a lot more than just what you're going to be able to do. But as a bigger picture, I hope we don't lose sight of that, because I think down the road that could be pretty cool for the town.
I think she can do it.
I have every, after seeing her resume and talking to her, I know she can do it, but I'm just saying.
So, Corey, I saw you at the Metro West Boston Visitors Bureau annual meeting. Have you been going to any other meetings like that in the area? I know it hasn't been that long since you've been with us. And also, could you describe a little bit more about your own art?
About myself, yeah.
Well, we talk about us all the time.
You know, I haven't been into another lunch or breakfast like that since, well, was that like 2 weeks ago?
I don't remember how long.
But I have been trying to do lots of coffee dates with people just because that's my favorite way of getting to know somebody is sitting in for a good amount of time one-on-one and just get to know who they are as a person because there's so many elements of creativity that you'll, you know, seek out in people. But I do hope to attend more of those just because it really was inspiring and it gave me a lot of ideas of how I want to use our own marketing to benefit for us and our workflow. So definitely got the wheels turning. Then in regards to my own artwork, I went to UMass Amherst and I grabbed the envelope all the way back there. I would say I'm a little bit all over the place. I've done a lot of sculpture work. But collage is my favorite because you can do it anywhere. And I've been very much into trying to find art making that I can do at my kitchen table. Mm-hmm. So then it's just like I don't have to worry about it. It's here. My daughter will somehow, you know, ruin it, but that's fine. but I think that's I need more of that in my life. More creativity because it makes me feel more balanced as a person. So I'm hoping to carve out some more time for myself to do that.
Good. And maybe there could be a public art collage somewhere. Anyone could do it, right?
Well, there better be. Yes, absolutely. Actually, that's kind of a little bit of the grant that I've submitted earlier last week. It was focused on, I'm calling it the Open Air Gallery Initiative, so trying to think of ways to have public art but not necessarily be in a permanent space yet and really just introducing it to a public scale so it doesn't feel overwhelming for people or if they hate it, being able to say, well, it's going away.
It's temporary.
It's a pop-up, so don't be mad.
Right.
But yeah, so I'm hoping to bring more elements like that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you.
One more thing.
Go ahead, yeah.
Have you been able to, Corey, yet to talk to the folks on the other side of our government here in town about like arts and music programs in the schools? Because
yes.
I do think that's a critical piece.
Yes.
Because we're very blessed to have a pretty robust art and music program at the high school. I know they certainly would like to expand it and bring some programs back, but like if you go and listen to those kids perform and you see the productions done at the high school and you see the concerts, you go see their art displays, which just came down at Escape into Fiction, like it's very, very impressive stuff.
They also have, on April 24th, they're having an event. I think it's 5:30 to 7:30, and it's Art Around the World, and it's their Honor Society art class producing a lot of
awesome,
you know, international artwork, which I will be there, so you all should come too.
Awesome. Yeah, I just think there's just a fantastic opportunity to sort of not just invite the students but invite the faculty and the administrators of those programs into your work. And you know, we talked at one point in one of our meetings about, you know, like there's professors at Dean doing various things that would probably love to collaborate with more, maybe with some programs at the high school, but we need somebody to kind of help bring them together.
Yeah.
And Dean, the Dean President, seemed very, very open to not just connecting his professors, but using facilities and kind of helping, okay, if you need this, then we can do this. And I think that's a great stepping stone with some of the stuff you're doing. So.
Yeah, it seems like a great partnership. Evie and I went and visited the school, and I was just blown away by the studios that the high school has. It was unbelievable. Like, just, like, the new studio, it was, like, I just couldn't get over it. But we're also working with a teacher named Alyssa, I can't remember your last name, I'm sorry. But Alyssa, who teaches photography at the high school, and we're working with her, actually, was a project that our DPW personnel, Tony, thought of having signage at the Sculpture Park that included photography of our high school students. So we've met, and we're in the works of having that partnership, and I'm hoping that that's just the gateway to many more opportunities. And something I also really was thinking about when we were walking around the high school is that Danielle, one of the teachers, mentioned that they have the portfolio-based class, and I was like, well, you talk about grants and other elements, and she's like, no, not yet, and was just like, that is exactly what needs to be happening, because you're given all the tools when you're in high school, but then you don't get that next step of like, this is how you get funding, this is how you get an internship, this is how you write an artist statement, so just really pushing that next step, next level for them that way.
Have her walk around and get ideas.
Basically what I've been doing.
Okay. We could talk to you for 4 hours about ideas.
We all go on a walk together.
Yeah. We'll have to go for coffee.
Yeah. I will say that Corey is being very modest. She's been all across this town in the last 2 months. Her and I also went to Medfield. Toward the Bell Forge.
Yeah.
And then next week we're actually going to be taking a drive to Northampton to view their Arts and Cultural Center and also a barn that they repurposed.
With CPA.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
So we'll be doing a few more of those things. She did go to, the Children's Museum pop-up. She's been to the Historical Museum. We're looking for ways to collaborate with them on some things. Also, she was at the Escape into Fiction event with the art.
The high school students.
Yeah. So she's been all over. I know she's going to be modest and not tell you all that she's been doing, but she's been meeting with everyone. So and we have a few things coming up as well that we're going to be looking and touring. So it will be great. We'll report back on that.
Awesome.
Thank you. I don't want to belabor the points. A lot of it's in here. My few questions. How big of a focus do you have on grants and getting more funds for our dollar?
That is a great question and very important, because what I wanted to do over this next year is really take some time to understand of the town and see where the grants have been going and maybe find some holes as to where we could use some more funding. So that's just kind of my baseline, but on top of that, I'm going to continuously try to find grants just and throw whatever I can into that mix so we can get as much money as we can in regards to fueling projects. And now that I have this one grant like fleshed out, I can pull information from that and make it work for many other opportunities.
My other question, I believe Brian was leading or chairing the cultural district meetings, or at least central to that, and our representative. Are you taking over that role?
That's a great question. I've been meeting with Brian regularly, and he is lovely and been really helpful in guiding me in how to make this transition. I believe it's going to be a slower transition with no actual real hard deadline of when there'll be a switch off with Brian and myself.
Okay.
Well said. Not a member of the committee formally, but just to staff that committee, and that's a part of the job description. Corey said it exactly really well. The only thing I would add on to there is that also includes like the projects like the mechanical box, the electrical boxes.
Yeah.
So just, I think one of the things the Cultural District Committee had kind of highlighted, and Brian was gracious enough to free up some of his own time, because you all know how busy he is too, was just kind of like going to meeting to meeting to meeting, and then there would probably, right, Corey, just be this day where Brian just like disappears, right? And the projects that Brian has been working so well on, particularly the electrical boxes, would move over to Corey's portfolio.
Awesome. And then these are just me speaking at you. My three things that if I could underline. You had talked about social media and website. Really getting that out there and establishing that as a trusted source of all things arts and culture in one place. Once we get that, then it's sort of built on it, on itself. Opportunities to students, right? How do we connect the next generation of artists with that often gets separated, but you know, any opportunities to combine sort of professional artists with those aspiring to be would be great. And the last being sort of not to be shy in connecting with businesses. A lot of this work, and the wording in here was that, you know, a lot of the work will actually need, you know, it's not all just things that you can do. A lot of it actually is things that have to be started elsewhere. But as much as I can encourage you to, recognize, you know, to not only think of the spaces that the town owns and sort of the events that the town owns, but getting into the businesses, the connecting with the property owners, connecting most importantly with the downtown partnership. They are our ultimate assets. They will have the space and the walls and the foot traffic to connect with people, and just making sure that that piece doesn't get forgotten. Those are my sort of three things that I want to make sure weren't missed. Sounds like we're just about getting to everything. We hope we got another comment. Yeah, if you can. Thank you.
Well, what comes with the comment?
Hi. I hate the mic. Oh. So, Kobe, I'm glad you brought that up. Corey and I've already met briefly, and I'm excited. Friday, Amy and Corey and I are going for a walk downtown, and we'll go on the Ladybug Trail and all that. Hopefully it's going to be a little warmer, a little drier. We already canceled once because it was like, awesome. I don't know, 20 degrees 2 weeks ago. I mean, I've already had this conversation with Corey and probably Amy too, but since you brought it up, the partnership is very excited to get some assistance and you know, new ideas regarding downtown murals, particularly the Ladybug Trail. I mean, you know, the committee we had together did a lot for, you know, a number of years, and it's hard to sort of get the band back together because everybody's so busy, but we could really use some input from Corey, and we're hoping and looking forward to that. So, we're pretty stoked about it.
That's all I wanted to
say. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Entertain any other thoughts, questions? Otherwise, we'll be putting the report and all the aforementioned places as soon as we can tomorrow. I'll give you the space. What time and where is the celebration?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Dean College.
Alumni Building, Dean College. Franklin Culture is doing their celebration of arts and culture. They're recognizing all the grant and funding recipients. 7 o'clock, Alumni College. Tomorrow. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008. And used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. And by the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.